The following Cruise Addicts Talk Show is a production of Cruise Radio.
Consider owning a Cruise Planners American Express travel franchise. A low-cost, turnkey opportunity. Cruise Planners provides everything you need to grow your business right from the start. No experience is necessary. Visit cruiseplannersfranchise.com.
Okay, stand by.
Broadcasting from the TripInsurance.com studios in Jacksonville, Florida. This is Cruise Radio.
Hey, I'm Matt Basford.
And I'm Doug Parker. Check out our cruise news, reviews, and videos at cruiseradio.net.
On this show, our friends Simon Duvall and Tim Willoughby, co-host of Cruise Chat on Twitter, check in from New York and report on the christening of Norwegian Cruise Line's new ship, Breakaway. But first, Stuart, you're on the cruise guy. Hello, Stuart.
Hey, Matt. Hey, Doug.
Hey, man.
The NCL Breakaway christening was earlier today, and of course, Doug and I will be up there this weekend to test her out and kick the tires a bit. How did that go, and who christened her?
Well, it was the Rockettes in New York City, and it was very exciting. And, you know, the christening was, pretty well attended and star-studded with, them taking everyone for a quick spin around the ship. It looked pretty, and look, it's going to be a great ship.
Well, looking forward to seeing her. Some cool spots, like over 20 places to eat and all that cool stuff. So full report next week. Royal Caribbean cutting back on Europe sailings. How much exactly are they cutting back?
Well, they've pulled back essentially two ships. They were going to have nine. They're down to seven with the announcement that Navigator of the Seas will actually stay in Galveston year-round. For the foreseeable future at this point. The European economies are really, hitting the lines and to bets. It's kind of like hedging your bets with, Europe essentially struggling for the last several years. They're going to do much better keeping a ship here in the Caribbean, so they'll have Fort Lauderdale, Canaveral, and then also Galveston with the year-round sailings.
Cool.
To help protect, so it's a good move.
Royal Caribbean will be representing this Thanksgiving with a float in New York City's Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. Is this to celebrate the arrival of a new ship?
Well, I really think it has a little something to do with it. So on Thursday, the 28th of November, who can't look forward to seeing Thanksgiving? So Royal Caribbean will, do we call it a float boat? To celebrate the largest ship to ever sail out of New York. Quantum of the Seas when she debuts in the fall of 2014. So that's going to be another exciting move on their part and, nice way to get some attention during the parade.
Very cool. Norwegian Cruise Lines announced their first quarter earnings since their IPO was put on the market. Did they do better than expected?
Well, they did do better than expected. Essentially, as a net revenue loss, Doug, they had a 97.5 net revenue loss. But when you take away the $110 million that they claim what goes against one-time buy-downs of some of the high debt, which is the money that they raised, which was the money that they were raising with the IPO, that it would pay down some of this debt. So a lot of those expenses are one-time hits. So without that $110 million hit, they claim it would be a $12.9 million quarterly profit versus $3.3 million same time last year. So that's a significant jump for 2013 over 2012. They also noted that cruise ticket prices, onboard revenues were up 2.4%. And we also noticed a significant hike up in the marketing at 20%.
Carnival Cruise Line, the news here. First off, folks are saying that Carnival Sunshine is not completely done and some of the public areas aren't even open yet. What are you hearing?
Well, what I do know that the Serenity Pool, the Waterfall, and the Whirlpools are open, but they did have some issues with the Lido Pool. All the dining venues, all the bars, the lounges, the entertainment, everything there is working. But the big thing with the sports deck, the ropes course, was not finished because of they've been really having some bad rain out there in the northeastern part of Italy, so they're a little behind on Sports Square, but hopefully they were able to get that completed when the ship was in Dubrovnik, and hopefully by the middle of the sailing, the ship will be at 100% and rock and rolling. It was a $155 million refurbishment, which is the biggest amount that was ever really spent on one ship.
Speaking of Carnival, Carnival Triumph is getting Funship 2.0, is that right?
Yeah, and what's really exciting is she is getting the flock out of Mobile. They are heading on her own power. Now, that's the biggest news of the whole story, is that Carnival Triumph left Mobile on its own volition, I mean, or on her own power. I mean, that's great news. That means that they've done a considerable amount of work getting her engines operational. So she's going to be heading to Freeport, where they're going to put the 2.0 initiatives on board, as well as make all those different upgrades, the safety upgrades that they were talking about, which is good news. And hopefully we'll get they'll get that ship back in ship shape and out to sea real soon.
Very good. We have a listener question from Matthew on Twitter. He writes, any advice regarding a Disney cruise from Vancouver to Alaska? He says, I'm booked for June, and I've only ever cruised Windstar Cruises one time, and once I took a three-day Carnival cruise.
Well, I would certainly recommend getting in a day early. Vancouver's a beautiful city, and Disney in Alaska is unbelievable. It's a wonderful experience. If you love Disney, you love the outdoors, you're going to love Alaska. It's going to be a great time, so just enjoy it.
Very good, Stuart.
Later.
Cruise Radio News, now trending at cruiseradio.net.
Everybody has a story. Joe Wilder's story was of a busy medical professional putting in 80 hours a week at a stressful job before deciding to trade it in for a fun-filled life of travel.
With my love of travel and my love to plan my friends' travel, I looked at all the different companies that are out there. Cruise Planners could not have been a better choice for me.
Of course, all Cruise Planners travel advisors have something in common. They all decided to choose a different path, follow their passion, and write their own story. What's your story? To find out about turning your love of travel into a fun, flexible, home-based career, visit cruiseplannersfranchise.com or call 888-582-2150. Learn more about the franchise that's been voted number one in travel by Entrepreneur Magazine for 10 years in a row.
For over 42 years, Park West Gallery has introduced over 1.3 million people to fine art. Here's what actual customers are saying.
I've been collecting with Park West 5-6 years now.
6 years.
9 years.
10 years. Everybody we meet at Park West makes you feel comfortable. You're part of their family.
It is an exciting and fun experience. It is enjoyable, uplifting.
Park West has been so kind to us. Park West makes us excited to spend money on art.
To find out more about Park West Gallery, visit parkwestgallery.com or go to cruiseradio.net and click on the Park West Gallery icon. It's not just a good idea to have travel insurance during the winter months or hurricane season. Every travel agent or travel expert we talk to says it is a very smart idea to always travel with travel insurance.
That's why you should check the folks out at tripinsurance.com. They have exclusive products from the leading travel insurers that you won't find anywhere else.
Yeah, they are the low-cost leader in travel insurance with savings up to 40% or more when you compare similar coverage from other sources.
What plan do you want to go with? Good, better, or best? They have coverage in all three categories that make it easy to find the right insurance plan for your budget.
You know what defines great customer service? Actually being able to talk to a human being, and they do that at tripinsurance.com. They are committed to great customer service with 24/7 telephone support before, during, and after your trip. You can also file claims online right on their website, and they keep you posted of any travel alerts that could affect your travels or safety at your destination. Check them out right now, tripinsurance.com.
I'm in a New York state of mind.
Happy to have with us Simon Duvall and Tim Willoughby, co-host of Cruise Chat on Twitter with us. They are checking in from New York, and welcome to Cruise Radio, guys.
Thanks, Matt. Thank you, Matt. Glad to be here.
Very good. I understand y'all just got off of Breakaway just now.
We sure did. We're sitting right next door in the Manhattan Cruise Terminal.
Very nice. So what were your first impressions of the ship?
You know, the first impressions of the Norwegian Breakaway were sort of stunning. The ship is bursting at the seams with choices for entertainment, things to do, see, explore, taste, from deck 17 all the way down. And we've been really, really impressed with not only the presentation that Norwegian Cruise Lines put on, but also the ship itself. Just an amazing level of choice. I think choice in terms of experience, the cruiser's experience has been the overwhelming theme for today.
Yeah, from entertainment to dining to everything else, there's just so many choices.
Would you say that Norwegian just keeps one-upping themselves?
Absolutely. I was on the Norwegian Epic a couple of weeks ago, and that's an amazing ship. I would have to say the Breakaway blows that out of the water with just, again, so many choices, so many options.
Wow. How was the christening event?
It was very, very cool.
It was really fun. It was a live event with Buddy the Cake Boss from TLC's The Cake Boss. Mayor Bloomberg was here, the premier of the Bahamas, the prime minister of Bermuda, and all of the Rockettes, and a number of Jeffrey Zakarian. It was really lovely. Held in the theater and all throughout the ship, they conducted a live event that was broadcast back and forth from location to location on board the ship. And well, it maybe got off to a slightly bumpy start at first, as all live events do. It closed just so strong with this massive Rock of Ages mini show, along with the Rockettes just prior to that. And then all of the entertainers, from the Rockettes to the Rock of Ages to the Nickelodeon characters, Diego and Dora and SpongeBob, all on one stage with Kevin Sheehan. Cardinal Dolan was here blessing the ship. It really finished strong, a fantastic event, and got the sort of inspirational juices going to think about how to present the Norwegian Breakaway to not only readers at Cruise Line fans, but folks at Cruise Radio and Cruise Chat.
And the cruise director's name's Julie. That's just kismet today.
Perfect. I was going to ask you if Norwegian Cruise Line had any surprises up their sleeves, but everything you just mentioned sounded like a surprise.
It was. It was a great show. There really were no big surprises or big reveals announced. The thing I was most surprised by was the waterfront section of the ship. On deck 8, it basically reimagined promenade deck. It wraps around the aft half of the ship. It's got outdoor seating and outdoor windows for most of the bars and the restaurants on the ship. It's a really unique area to gather and socialize, eat and drink. It's, you know, like I said, the promenade deck reimagined.
And we even got this feel as you're walking down the that section of the ship, that it was almost as if you were walking down a busy New York street, and you could, you know, with cafes and coffee shops and Italian restaurants and high-end restaurants with folks on a summer evening eating outside, and you could stop and window shop the menu or sit down and have a drink or sit down and have an app or sit down and have a full luxurious meal right there in the open fresh air, but yet still taking advantage of the specialty restaurants that Norwegian is known so well for.
Nice. What has been the general response and feel of having Norwegian Breakaway in New York?
I think that if I was going to say that I had one surprise, it was the depth to which it seems that Norwegian Cruise Line and the economic development centers here in New York City are trying to link the two. Obviously, New York City, an iconic city, painted on the hull are these icons of the city, and they really, really stress this connection. There's definitely the vibe on the ship is exciting, full of life, definitely has that metropolitan, cosmopolitan sort of aesthetic to it.
Exactly. And some clients before I got on the ship were asking me, is it just a New York theme ship? Is there going to be a little Statue of Liberty model? Is there going to be, you know, an Empire State Building model? That's really not what it is. It's a ship that's inspired by New York. It's got New York venues, New York food options, a New York gives it a cosmopolitan vibe. But it's not New York themed. It's New York inspired.
It celebrates New York, but yeah. Gotcha. Did you have time to explore the ship and really explore it? And what was your favorite area, if so?
We sure did. We explored top to bottom. Got a really good look at all of the Haven Suites, which are the sort of exclusive area of the hotel within a cruise ship on board the Norwegian Breakaway. They're lovely. Just gorgeous. I think if I had to pick a favorite deck, I think I might pick deck 17, which houses the whip and free fall water slides, the bungee trampoline, mini golf, the ropes course, including the walk the plank adventure.
The walk the plank just freaked me out. you're suspended over the side of the ship. It's got to be a good 8-10 feet. I mean, you're strapped into the ropes course, just walking that far over the ship. Me out.
That sounds awesome.
While there are other rope courses on other ships, this one is got to be seen to be believed, and the water slides and the water rides are massive, and again, must be seen to be believed.
Absolutely.
So I think the takeaways from the Breakaway are the amazing choices in terms of cuisine. The Haven is definitely something that if folks have cruised on Norwegian Cruise Lines before and have not experienced the Haven, and their suites and all the amenities and concierge services that go along with it, something to explore. They're fantastic.
Absolutely.
They're fantastic.
It's something you have to do for that special, you know, special cruise, you know, milestone anniversary, a special birthday to celebrate a promotion. you know, you want to be on the breakaway and you want to be in the haven.
Right on, right on. Simon Duvall and Tim Willoughby, co-host of Cruise Chat on Twitter. Thanks so much for the report and telling us all about it. Really appreciate it.
Thank you, Matt.
Thanks, Matt.
All right, that's going to do it. Get the app. Simply search Cruise Radio Live in your smartphone app store.
Don't forget to subscribe to our cruise updates. It's at cruiseradio.net. You'll get in on our tips, our cruise news, videos, our show updates, show notes, and all the good stuff. Once again, that's cruiseradio.net.
From the Cruise Radio studios in Jacksonville, Florida, I'm Matt Bassford.
And I'm Doug Parker.
And this is Cruise Radio.
Cruise Radio is recorded weekly at the TripInsurance.com studios in Jacksonville, Florida. Download the Cruise Radio app. Hear Cruise Radio on TuneIn Radio, the Stitcher Radio Network, the Overseas Radio Network, iTunes, CruiseAddicts.com, and on our website at CruiseRadio.net. Follow Cruise Radio on Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn, Google+, YouTube, Instagram, Pinterest, and Tumblr. For advertising opportunities, email sales@cruiseradio.net. I'm your announcer.
The preceding Cruise Addicts talk show was a production of Cruise Radio.